You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Sweet, so we've got another piece up from Jade as well.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
So I interviewed producer and musician Ayesha Waja about the Not For You campaign that her and several female D&B DJs in the Auckland area have come together and formed. And I asked her about why she thinks it's important for women DJs to band together. And here she is now.
So basically there was, how it started was there was a group of us girls, a few of us kind of started confiding in each other as a bit of like a support group when it came to issues that we discovered as women in the industry. And after a while of talking about it, we were sort of like, you know, this is not really okay. We need to try and make a change, especially for the younger generations below us, because we were kind of encountering similar things over and over again when it came to, you know, being objectified for what we were wearing and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, we just basically came together, came up with the idea as a group, and then, you know, I sort of took the lead and went, no, we need to actually do something in terms of this. And yeah, the movement was sort of born. It started with a Instagram kind of hashtag and went from there, really.
And as a professional musician, how do you think being a woman has affected your career path to getting the success that you have today?
I think the main thing that I've encountered personally is a lot of the time I feel like I don't get taken too seriously. Being a younger woman in the industry, you sort of, I feel like I've gotten looked at differently sometimes and been, you know, judged because, oh, you know, maybe she's not really got the talent she's got. Someone's helping her, or, you know, when I've come out with music and stuff like that, and I think I've always felt a bit of pressure to make sure I'm, you know, covered up and all that sort of stuff, and really none of that should be an issue and we should be judged based on what, you know, we bring to the table in terms of talent, and also not assume that it's not our, you know, own talent that's got us there.
Yeah, definitely. I am also a musician in the industry, and it's really difficult to feel like you are being taken seriously. Do you have any advice to young girls who want to get into the industry? And did you have any role models potentially to look up to when you were getting started?
So the main advice I would give is just literally find the other woman in your, you know, demographic or something that you admire, and really just hone in on, you know, their experiences and learn from what they're doing, and find in yourself what, you know, the strengths that they might be pulling themselves, and reference it to your work, basically. So just follow along in the footsteps. Like that's really what helped me when I started, was seeing all, you know, Tali and Araha are great advocates in New Zealand. They have been, and it's amazing to have them along for the event tonight in Neck of the Woods, because they've just paved the way massively for us in New Zealand, and they were huge in terms of, you know, when I was starting out. So I think, yeah, that's the main thing. Just try, find the courage in you, and don't let anything, you know, set you back in terms of stuff you might encounter as being a woman, because at the end of the day, this is a, you know, we're trying to make change, and that's what the movement's here for. And we're all here to confide in if people need to as well.
Yeah, I think standing up for ourselves and also sticking up for each other is very important. Many women musicians get told how to dress or often what kind of music to play when getting hired. How do you respond to these requests, and how do you think we can kind of change the skewed expectations and culture when it comes to being a woman and trying to get gigs and jobs in New Zealand as a musician?
I think the main thing is, like you said before, us women sticking together in the first place. And I think once we start and go from there, there will be a sort of banded together aspect around it. And as long as you stick with exactly what you want in terms of being portrayed and what you play, that's something that I, you know, when I don't want to be morphed into something I'm not when I play. And I think that's super important, because if you get watered down and become a version of yourself that you're not happy with, that's not going to, you know, help your brand and your work going forward anyway. So just, you know, standing your ground and looking at it from the long term rather than the short term, like maybe saying no to gigs that might not be best for you in terms of, you know, promoting your brand and how you want to, and dress how you want to. You might want to, you know, dress covered up, or you might want to dress with a bit of skin showing. Like, there's no problem and you shouldn't be judged with that. And I think the more that we just keep pushing and sort of ignoring all the negative comments, that's the best way to go about it. You know, fighting back is great and that's what we're essentially doing, but there's a way to, you know, hit it head on without, you know, diving into this abyss of negativity, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it definitely makes sense, standing our ground and not, you know, enabling people to continue to treat women like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all the questions I have for you today, but thank you so much for being here.
No worries. Thank you for having me. And if anyone is around neck of the woods tonight, there's an event on where a whole group of us ladies are just going to be there performing and having a good time. It'll be a great networking opportunity for any, you know, other women up and coming in the industry too. So we'd love to have everyone. I think there should be a few door sales on. So if you get in early, it should be all good. Tickets are only about $15. So, yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.